Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Also at Pleasure Mechanics, you'll find our complete suite of 10 video guides on foreplay mastery and couples massage, all available as instant downloads and streaming videos so you can immediately access the skills to become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any video. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about sexting for grown-ups. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
She writes, "Hey, Chris and Charlotte, I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning and really am grateful for your approach. When I started dating a guy recently, I told him to go listen to every episode and we've been watching some of your videos together."
Awesome.
Love it. Which brings me to my question. I like this guy. We've been dating for about a month. I was surprised when he started sending me increasingly sexual texts. On one hand, they're really fun to get and definitely help me get excited about seeing him. But I've also opened the texts at the wrong time and been really embarrassed. Like once when I was shopping with my mum. What are your thoughts on sexting? I kind of thought it was only for teenagers. Do other adults do this? Thanks, Maria." That's a great question, Maria.
Yeah, thank you for writing in. And we've actually gotten other questions about sexting, so know that you're not alone in this question. You know, this is one of the classic cases of how we use our changing technology in our sex lives. And more, you know, we're always on our mobile phones and texting has become a primary form of communication. So the question becomes, how does texting fit into adult relationships and flirtation and our sex lives?
Right. Of course, people have been using love letters forever, but this is a new way that we can be flirting and seducing and teasing one another. And of course, there are risks and safety concerns that we need to take into account. So like so many things with sex, it's all about how you use it and having good boundaries. And we'll get into that a bit.
Right. I think it's important to remember that sexting can be used as a powerful form of foreplay. It's a way of initiating sex, kind of signaling to your lover that you're in the mood or looking forward to seeing them that evening and start to plant that seed and start building anticipation, which as we know is really important. We often talk about how foreplay has to happen all day. And sexting is a way of kind of sprinkling in, planting seeds so you can let your desire grow throughout the day and get your mind on board, which helps get your body on board. So if after leaving the house in the morning on your commute, you get a little flirtatious text and then another one at lunch, it starts letting your mind all day start anticipating what might happen, start wondering about what happens. You can start asking yourself the question like, ooh, what am I in the mood for tonight? What am I craving? And that way, when you get home at 7 o'clock and see your lover again, you've already kind of started getting in the mood to be intimate instead of just rushing through your day, seeing them at 7 and having to make that transition from scratch. So it can be a really powerful way to improve your sex life, or as you said, it can be flat out awkward.
Which is why there are more and more apps now that you can use to sort of segregate this part of life from the rest of your life in a way. So kind of keep it separate so you can go into the app and check it when you're ready at an appropriate time, because you don't necessarily want those sort of things popping up, as you said, in the middle of completely inappropriate times. So there are so many different apps. Do Google searches, depends what kinds of mobile devices you're using, but find something that suits you best. They're always changing. But I think having a private space where two people can share more intimate conversations and there's passwords to get in makes a lot of sense so that it's just a little bit more contained.
Yeah, there's an app called Between, which basically is for two people, and you can send texts, photos, maintain a calendar together. And as Charlotte said, this creates a very specific container for those kinds of intimate exchanges. And so just to be really clear, what we're talking about is most people's texts just pop up on their screen as soon as they come in. And so if you're just texting in your regular mobile texting way, you know, if you're waiting for a text from your sister about what time you're going to the movie and your phone's lying on the counter, you know, and you say to your friend, oh, check that, like, I'm expecting a text, and it's your boyfriend telling you how excited he is to go down on you, like, that creates this really awkward moment and totally deflates the excitement of texting, because then you're kind of anxious about it and you want to take away that anxiety. Or if you use your phone for business purposes, like, getting a text and a sext in the middle of your workday might be really distracting. And so you want to use the technology well, and these apps that can create a private room for this kind of conversation means you can check it at your own schedule. When you see a little notification that you have a new message, like, that builds even more anticipation, because maybe you have to wait until the end of your work meeting to go see what it says, and it gives you a more sense of security. That said, you need to remember that anything you put out into the digital world is there forever. And so sending photos and even sending explicit text messages may be used against you in the future. And you just want to keep that in mind and think about what you're comfortable having out there. And if this relationship were to end for any reason, your lover has a digital
archive of your intimate desires
and could technically take screenshots and post them online or send them around to other people. And so even if it's not a photo, like, the photos get a lot of the attention of, you know, sending a nude photo and then that being shared without your consent. But even if you're sending a text saying, you know, how excited you are to be, you know, fucked like an animal and ridden like a cowboy or whatever, like, that could be used against you. And, like, would you want your friends to see that? And so you just want to keep that in mind. And of course, I think there's always risk involved, and that's part of why it's exciting, is because it's a little risky and you're being a little vulnerable. But just remember that, you know, the digital trail is forever and screenshots happen, and you are putting trust into your lover's hands when you send them explicit messages of any kind.
Which is such an unfortunate reality, but...
So this is where Snapchat comes in. And Snapchat was designed to be a very temporary messaging service. So it's designed so you send something and then within a certain amount of time frame, like, you know, a few minutes, it disappears. But that's not been proven to be that effective. And people
Because you can still take screenshots.
Right. Well, it's designed so you're not supposed to be able to, but... The brilliant teenagers in our culture have figured out how to do it. And so nothing is really foolproof. And, you know, this is true with email. It's true with photos. It's true with, like, you know, your video recorder. Like, even if your lover has promised that they've taped over the tapes, then it still could be there. Like, this has been true forever. I have this image of, like, the love letters that were delivered on horseback across countries and then discovered by the wrong person, and that person's social life went to hell. But, you know, it's like, I think this is an eternal part of human communication, is that it can be used against you. So it's not unique to texting, but it does exist. And sharing is, you know, a click away. And if someone's in a vindictive mood, this is going downhill.
Well, I think it's just, you have to be aware of it. So, you know, notice what you feel comfortable and you feel safe disclosing in this format again and again. And you can have a very seductive and arousing interaction that can be kept fairly clean, but just is very suggestive. And so maybe that's where you want to keep your conversation.
Right, and you don't have to have shame about your sex life. So if it was to get out there and someone, you know, saw it, that shouldn't be a big deal in and of itself, that you have a sexuality that you're expressing. Like, we are all for shame-free sex. It's just about what specific details you might want to disclose. And I think that brings us to an important point, is that there is a huge spectrum between flirty and suggestive to totally raunchy and explicit. And you can play on that spectrum and figure out where you feel comfortable.
Absolutely. And because this is a as we were saying earlier, like a great form of flirtation. It can be more of the warm-up type things, if that's what you want to keep it as, but it's just keeping that connection and that interest alive and simmering. And so many women report that they just, it's hard to get in the mood for sex. And we all know that the brain is a really wonderful sex organ that needs to be stimulated in order to get the body in the mood, as Chris was saying earlier. So this can be a really wonderful tool to keep yourself interested or get yourself interested.
I think the other piece is really being yourself and not trying to take on this kind of fake bravado when it comes to sexting. And this goes for men and women alike. You know, it's kind of jarring when you have a sweet, tender, romantic lover who all of a sudden is sending you texts about wanting to slap his dick across your face or something like that. Like
James Dean style.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily matching with who you are and what relationship you're building. That said, you could play with creating alter egos and using the sexting as like a form of role-playing and fantasy. You just want to be clear that you're doing that. And you might come up with, you know, fake names for those characters and sign off your texts with those names if you want to play with role-playing within sexting. But it can be confusing if you're in a very like loving romantic mood with your partner and all of a sudden you're getting really aggressive dominating texts. Whereas if you're playing with domination in your sex life and you're setting up a date for Friday night where you're planning on playing with domination and submission, then that can be a really hot way to start getting you primed for that experience. So the theory here is match your sex with how you sex. So have it kind of be supportive of your actual sex life, not just this kind of fantasy space, if that makes sense.
Have it be parallel to your reality.
Yes.
And be enhancing your reality instead of an entire fantasy space, unless you identify it as a fantasy space.
And that brings us to our next point, which is be honest and don't just be a huge sext tease. You know, it's not really fun to be getting messages all day about, ooh, I can't wait to see you tonight, and oh, I'm getting really hot for you, and ooh, do I have something planned for you? And then you get home and your partner's like on the couch in sweatpants, you know, totally uninterested in sex. Like, that's kind of a fake expectation that could lead to resentment over time. Which is not to say you're always going to be able to be exactly in the mood that you predict you'll be in, but just be honest and let your text relationship reflect how you're really authentically feeling, so it is contributing to your actual relationship.
And with that, you can really use it as an opportunity to tell your lover what you specifically want. Because it's a great space for that, and to prepare them for what you would actually really like, what you're really craving. It's a great space for sharing desires and documenting your desires and making requests.
Are you saying, like, if you're really craving a long massage and then being pampered and receiving oral sex, to kind of hint at that and ask for it?
Yeah, or, you know, saying that you would love, like, you really are looking forward to the next time you can do that, go into kind of detail about what sounds really delicious and kind of paint the picture to kind of get people's minds don't salivate, but you know what I mean?
Get the gears turning. Tease.
Yeah.
Or say specifically what you liked about the last time you had sex. So after you have a sexual encounter, the next day or 2 days later, you can say something like, I can't get my mind off how you touched me. My body shivers when I think about it. You know, and that gives positive reinforcement. It tells your lover, like, ooh, that was a good thing. Do it again. And it's these kinds of conversations you can have over text, and we encourage you to have them in real life as well. But it can be kind of a starting point to have those kinds of conversations about what you're desiring, what you're requesting, and start telling your lover specifically what you like.
Certainly, and it doesn't even have to be memories that were just fresh. You can also bring up moments that were so much further back in your relationship and just acknowledge you were daydreaming about how wonderful that was and how much you loved that, and do you remember how you felt, and
remember what we did on our honeymoon, ready to try it again. Things like that.
Right. It's really just only limited by your imagination and creativity and linguistic ability.
And you don't have to be a poet to sext well. Like, you can keep it simple, keep it flattering, and people will appreciate it. And on that note, however, you do want to have conversations with your lover about specific language that might turn you on or turn you off. You know, if you are constantly getting sexts with the word cunt in it and you hate the word cunt and you would rather them refer to it as pussy or would rather them not refer to it at all and just use a euphemism, like, that's okay. And your lover should know that so they stop using that word that's turning you off.
Like, but the only way they're going to know that is if you tell them that.
Right. Don't endure something in the name of romance. And equally, if they're kind of like using emoticons or smiley faces or little drooly faces, and that's like kind of juvenile and like not very exciting to you, tell them. Make requests and hone the way you communicate to make you feel good when you receive these. Like, you don't want to be...
You don't want to be enduring any kind of communication. But of course, with everything to do with sex, how you communicate, what you like and don't like, is an essential part of a successful communication. So, you know, whether that's like, can we use the word blah instead of blah? I like it better. You know, there's just ways so you're not making the other person wrong and shaming them for using language that you're not feeling turned on by, but communicating clearly and not enduring.
Yeah, or... You know, I'm really loving all the texts we're exchanging, but I'd rather leave a little bit more to the imagination. Is that okay? You know, just kind of saying that. Or I'd rather not receive pictures of your dick in the middle of the day. You know, like
he Save might, that for home.
He might think that he's being really studly and sexy and sharing that, and it might be really vulnerable for him. And if you're not receiving it gratefully, then he should know that. So this all comes back to being real, being honest, being who you are, and just using this communication tool to your advantage and not letting it get the best of you.
You can always also use this as a space just to share general gratitude and beauty in the world. We encourage people in their real life to share things that they're really enjoying in life. So often we end up complaining a lot with people that we are in relationship with as a way of kind of offloading and connecting, but we can also choose to share things that are really delighting us in the world. So it's like simple moments of things that you see in the world that are beautiful, that delight you, snapping a picture, sharing it, but also sharing appreciation for them or about them, sharing compliments, things that you appreciate about them. Like, everyone loves to get compliments and loves to be appreciated, and we can never really do that enough. So taking the moments to thank them for whatever it is that you think they're fabulous about for.
Right. Like, it might be awesome to receive a text like, that dinner you cooked last night was really delicious. I'm excited about leftovers. That's a food sext, for example. Or I caught a glimpse of you as you left this morning and your hair looked gorgeous in the sunlight. Like, that's a really beautiful moment to share. Or, you know, I'm really grateful for how you're dealing with my parents in this hard time. Thank you for being so supportive. You know, sending a few lines of quality, meaningful words goes such a long way to building intimacy and trust in the relationship. Because you want to think about that moment where your lover picks up the phone and reads what you said. Like, how do you want them to feel in that moment? Ultimately, people want to feel appreciated, loved, paid attention to, and you can create that with your words. And just try it. Like, don't get into this, oh, I'm not a good writer, and oh, I'm not a wordsmith. Like, just try to be really honest and authentic and say nice things and know that it will go a long way.
And you can choose, of course, to like send those particular emails of gratitude like in your regular texts instead of in a particular app, if you want to really keep the app like super sexual.
However you want to do it, but
sharing communication about all facets of your relationship is always going to be a benefit.
And this goes back to not letting your relationship get practical and functional. This is one of the things that happens when you're transitioning from the first dating experiences into a long-term relationship. Like, when you're dating someone, You know, you're paying super attention to them. You're bringing your best self. You're getting ready for the date. You don't go to a first or second or third date and start complaining about work and bitching about your friend and offloading about your parents and talking about your health problems and your bills. And like, if you did that, you would not get a second date. Like, you go to a first and second date and like talk about what interests you and what are you into in the world and what are your favorite things to do and where did you come from and what are your interests and what are your dreams and like all of those positive things. And that's how we fall in love with one another. And then a few months or a few years later, relationships start to break down into this very functional, like, honey, did you pay the power bill? Because da 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 da. And like, what's happening next weekend? And it just becomes this kind of to-do list of a relationship. And that's not very romantic and it's not very sexy. And so what we really encourage couples to do is continue that energy and continue with that spirit of curiosity that you had when you first dated each other and constantly be coming back to that no matter how long you've been together. And it's like, what are you finding beautiful in this world? What's giving you pleasure today? What are you excited about? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? How can I support you in making those happen? And in the bedroom, like, what are you interested in experiencing? How can I pleasure your body? What are you craving? What do you need from me? How can I serve you? Like, these are all much more interesting conversations that can help the relationship maintain some excitement and joy no matter how long it's going on. And texting, communication can be a part of that.
And those are all great questions to ask via text. How can I serve you?
Hey, baby, what are your aspirations?
No, not those ones so much. No, you know. But more of the, what can I do to serve you?
Right. So let's give some examples. So you could say, I'm really looking forward to our evening together. Is there anything particular you've been craving?
Great question.
Nice open-ended question. Or, baby, I've had a really stressful day. Maybe you can help me unwind later. ... Or, sorry your favorite sports team lost, but all that tackling looked interesting. ... Or, you know, have fun at the gym, but save some energy for me. So it kind of connects your sex to what's going on in your everyday life and isn't just like, hey, baby, I can't wait for your hard cock deep inside me. Which is kind of like, okay, and maybe some guys would enjoy hearing that, but it doesn't really anchor the flirtation in any part of your relationship.
Well, but I feel like if you've had other texts and then you like end with that.
I'm not making it wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying like being specific and kind of tying your communication into the rest of your relationship makes it more personal and more romantic and I think sexier.
Okay, I just don't want people to feel like they... Feel free to write those.
Beg for his hard cock if that's what you want. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So some of the apps have like pre-written sex in them. And we don't necessarily recommend that because you really want this to be authentic and from you. If you want to look at them and see if you get some inspiration, that's cool. But I feel like cutting and pasting is kind of like just letting somebody else write your love letters.
It's like buying a Hallmark card instead of writing a heartfelt letter.
Right. So...
Think about the difference of receiving, you know, a pre-written card with someone's name scrawled below it versus a very specific personal letter written just for you. Totally different experience.
But feel free to look through them and get inspiration. Notice what turns you on, what you think you might like to send. You know, everything is inspiration. So use it.
Yeah. And if you're reading a book and you like a line from it, like quote the book or...
Are you talking about erotica?
Sure, whatever book. I think the point is be inspired, but make it personal.
Mm. The random book, I think, could be really interesting.
So.
We digress.
In conclusion, sexting is not just for teenagers. We think it can be a really good part of a grown-up relationship. It can be a powerful form of foreplay and flirtation, building up anticipation, but it can also be used to express gratitude, share pleasures, and have romantic communication in general. So don't overlook that form of texting. And just make sure that you protect yourself by using a private app for your more explicit texts. and be really specific with your partner about what turns you on, what feels kind of over the line, what specific language you like to hear, and make it your own. This is a chance for you to really express yourself. It's a pretty safe form of expression, and have fun with it.
Right. Allow it to just be a space that your desires get expressed, your interest and appreciation in another person is shared, and that it is a fun, flirtatious, seductive part of your relationship as it feels authentic and genuine.
Yeah, and if you have any opinions about sexting in adult relationships, we'd love to hear them. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and let us know your stories. And just to follow up, our last episode was about porn-induced erectile dysfunction and what happens when porn is sabotaging your relationship. And we invited you all to share your stories about how porn is affecting your relationships with us. And we have gotten so many amazing messages from people who, you know, had an aha moment during the show and are now starting to go off porn and experiment in their bodies with how that feels. And we would love to continue to hear your stories. And we are in this together. We are a community here, and we would love to hear from you about how the topics we talk about are really affecting you in your day-to-day life. And if you have a question you want answered, you can always submit it at pleasuremechanics.com on the Ask Us Anything button.
Yeah, thank you so much for writing in. It's always such a pleasure to hear from people and to hear that what we're talking about is having a real-life impact in your world. It feels amazing to know that what we're doing is making a difference for you. So we really appreciate getting those emails and hearing that feedback.
The letters often make Charlotte cry.
It just makes me so happy. Yeah. To know we're making an impact.
Well, and we often end up with these amazing back and forths with our listeners, and we go kind of deep in understanding how these issues are working for you. And we are happy to be your support and be someone you can talk to about issues that you might not have other people in your life you can talk about. So just know that we are here for you.
Amen. So on that note, please make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And if you like what we're doing, please take a moment and leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps more people find the show, and you're doing your part at making the world a sexier place. For another dose of free weekly sex advice, be sure to join our newsletter. Join in over at pleasuremechanics.com. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off any of our video guides over at pleasuremechanics.com. Grab your videos if you want to become a better lover and unlock way more sexual pleasure. We're here to guide you every step of the way. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.